It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number two, and Tucker's Tape is brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Do you have an RV and had a problem parking at the stadium last week? Don't let that happen to you for the Maryland game. Check out GoPSURV.com and our buddy Mark. He can set you up at the GoPSU RV lot. No parking hassles, free shuttle over to the stadium. So bring your RV or let Mark set you up with one. Either way, go to GoPSURV.com and you will be taken care of. Ross Tucker joins us. Ross, how you doing?
Good. I was taken care of.
Were you taken care of last week?
Yeah, stayed there Friday night and Saturday night. Had an absolute blast. It's just so convenient right there near the stadium. Now, I drove over there because I had a parking pass or whatever, but my wife and my father-in-law took the shuttle. They had a great experience there. And then after the game, I was happy for me personally that it was a noon game, because after the game, I was home by – I mean, home, the RV. GoPSU RV is my home now. I was back at the RV by 4 o'clock maybe, 4:15 at the latest.
That was a fast game.
Yeah. I loved it. 4:15 at the latest, having a beer, enjoying it. And the thing that's cool
is a beer.
But shout out, by the way, to our guy Kevin from Labatt Blue. He left a whole 30-pack there right next to my RV. Believe it or not, the one thing that's really cool about it is there's all kinds of awesome people there. So We're hanging out with all these guys from Philly, which was cool. And then there was a group of chemistry grads from Wisconsin that were there. So we were hanging out with them too, which was pretty cool. So let me just tell you, Kevin, your 30-pack of Labatt, we went through that in about 30 minutes. I mean, it was fast and furious when we had all the Wisconsin kids. I actually had some okay conversations with guys that have masters in chemistry. I was pretty proud of myself, to be honest with you, because I can't even talk about chemistry.
Princeton education served you well.
Yeah. So it was great. I highly, highly recommend it. It's a really, really cool experience. And you actually can tailgate and do everything right there. You can do everything right there and then not have to worry about it. Just take the shuttle over. So it was great.
All right. We're going to talk about the Wisconsin game. Some of the things that were your takeaways. You called the game on the radio. I listened to you a little bit. It was really cool, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
And what you mean going and what you took away and what you think it means going forward. So the floor is yours, sir.
Bob, were you even at the game?
I didn't see you. I was there. I saw you. Pickle said he was talking to you. You were doing your press box food video.
Dude.
Isn't it? It's
top
pretty
five ever.
Yeah, it's pretty
top
sweet.
Five ever. I gave him an A+ on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
I know. I saw
it was Cajun really? Chicken.
Ooh.
Okay. Pulled pork, potato cheddar casserole, really nice asparagus. They had at halftime, they brought out ham, cheese, and sausage quiche. They also had these s'mores brownies, these cookies. What's in those cookies that have like peanut butter and like
I was working, Ross. I was actually working trying to get some stuff
done.
How
about this? At halftime, I discovered the ice cream
stash. I
didn't know about that. So during the breaks, even during the play, McCarthy,
it's a lot of ice cream.
Dude, I had 4 peachy Paternos in the second half. During the game, I had 4 peachy Paterno cups. I will do a game at Penn State. We need to get Jack Ham fired and get me that gig. Nothing personal, Jack, but no. I love that guy, by the way. He's awesome. Awesome player. Terrific what he does. But no. In fact, actually, it's probably a good idea that I don't do that, because I'd gain about 1 million pounds.
Top five ever. That's very impressive.
It used to be a time where it was just kind of okay, and they really upgraded, I would say, about 10 years ago, and almost every spread is fantastic.
Let me give you a little
tip.
It's
the best in the Big Ten.
Oh, by far. Let me give you a tip here. Kenny, Food Services. He listens to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. He said, "Ross, how are we doing?" I'm like, "Good." He's like, "I said, what about halftime?" He's like, "I'll get something special."
Oh,
I don't even know if they were supposed to have that ham, sausage, and egg quiche. So good. Anyway, let's get into the game, because I know people did not come here to get their mouths watering from the press box food. So I thought the tackle flop was interesting. I was on the field before the game. By the way, I said hi to Trace McSorley. I'd never met him before. Great kid. I just wanted to say. Yeah. It's been really enjoyable watching you play. You know, I've been hyping you up, or I've been a supporter, I guess you could say, since you were in high school. Great kid, as you would imagine. Man, when I was down there on the field with him, by the way, it was cold.
Yeah.
And it was windy. He throws a nice ball. I mean, he can put some zip on it when he wants to. And I literally said to him, I don't miss playing on days like this. Which probably isn't the best thing to tell a kid before he's about to go play, but it's the truth. So, and interestingly, right at the end of their like little warm-up, this is like an hour and a half before the game, I saw Will Fries taking snaps at left tackle. I saw him. I thought, wow, I wonder if he's swinging today, you know what I mean, and
right.
And backing up both spots. And he wants to, sure enough, pregame warm-ups, he's at left tackle. I thought it was interesting. Pretty clearly, Bob, I think the takeaway there is that they feel like Fries is more comfortable at left tackle, right? I mean, that Bates can do anything.
That's the way it was last year when, after Bates got hurt against Ohio State, they put Fries at left tackle. I thought he was pretty solid there. When Bates finally came back, he just kind of worked in at right tackle. I think you're right. James this week talked about the fact that Ryan is a very unselfish player. Ryan wants to play left tackle, but he'll go wherever the coaches want him to. But James also said he didn't think the switch worked out as well as they would have hoped, which surprised me a little bit. I mean, I didn't think it was necessarily anything bad. My question moving forward is, why won't you stay with that for the next 2 weeks? Because you're not going to see a very challenging defensive front from either Rutgers.
I thought it went pretty well. Yeah. Early on, Gonzalez and Fries missed a stunt and gave up a sack. So that was like that might have been the first series.
And I think Fries got beat on the hit that got traced. Didn't Trace have to leave the game for a little bit?
Yeah, he got beat to the inside.
Fries got beat on that play, and maybe that's what James was a little bit ticked.
Yeah, it wasn't the first guy that hit Trace that hurt him. It was the second one that bent his leg funky. But,
by the way, I was concerned about Penn State after the first series. I mean, they ran power. Wisconsin ran power three straight plays.
Yep.
The third one was like an 80-yard touchdown. I love the way Wisconsin plays. It's amazing that Taylor can have that many yards, and after the third play, they scored all 3 points.
I know. Your boy got trucked on the touchdown run, Jan, but I know what? I just want to say that he came right back the next series, stuck his nose in there, and he didn't flinch at all. It didn't demoralize him, and I thought he played well after that.
You're listening to Tucker State, brought to you by the best single game RV experience, GoPSURV.com. We're coming to you from the Labatt Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. All right, keep going, Ross. Tucker
Those
State.
Cans, by the way, that Kevin Labatt gave me, they had penguins on them. They were penguins.
Not like the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah, Pittsburgh.
No, they were Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah, Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah.
That's probably the ones they couldn't sell because it's all about the Flyers. So I get it. Those are the ones he could give us. So you're right about Jan. He did get run over. I will say this, though. Penn State's run D was better than I thought they'd be after that. They started to settle in. And I think the two best guys against the run for them are Yetur Gross-Matos and Jan Johnson.
He's the best. You're like you said, he's just good at everything at this point in his young career.
Well,
I was really impressed the way that Jan came back after that. The left guard pulled and just got the better of him. Yep. And he had a big weight advantage. He came right back out and he just stuck his nose in there right away.
That's what they like about him, is that he's physical like that. And I'll just tell you this about Yetur Gross-Matos. Enjoy the next two games and next year, because there's no way he plays a fourth year. I mean, there's no way. I think he'll be talked about as a first-round pick, you know, a year from now.
Can I throw something about Penn State runs defense quick?
Yes.
You take away the sacks, right, because they count for negative yardage. But I took those away, and take away the long touchdown run. The other 30 carries for Wisconsin were 143 yards.
Okay. Which is just kind of workmanlike. It's nothing dangerous.
Right.
Did you say take away the touchdown run?
Well, the long game.
The long touchdown run.
Like the one. Take,
but you can't do that.
Well,
but
I'm just saying.
They settled down, is what he said.
And the negative.
No,
the
I know.
Sacks.
I know, but everybody's always like, well, he rushed for 120 yards, but one of those runs was 60 yards. Yeah, that counts.
Correct.
Take away those 11 sacks.
They had a 43-some yarder and another 20-some yarder.
No, you're right.
But the bulk of the carries, they kept them in a box.
Your point is they settled in after that long run. And I get that. People always point out, usually if a guy rushes for 140 yards, it's not 8 yards every play.
Right.
It's 2, 3, 6. 36, you know?
Correct.
So, okay, some other things to talk about, right? I thought it was McSorley's best game in a while. I thought he played really well.
I agree.
Against a pretty good defense.
It's those
linebackers. You know, I don't even remember what his stats were, but he also had Freiermuth dropped an easy one. Tompkins dropped one, like a little dink in front of him. So I thought Trace played extremely well. They need him to. Pinniger had two of the ugliest makes I've ever seen, but they went in.
That's right.
We'll count them. I don't know about the misses, but I mentioned the run D. We need to give some credit to Ricky Ronnie. I thought he showed – I can't remember exactly why I wrote this note down, but there were some plays that I liked the design he had, and I thought the O-line started to really play well.
I was also glad, even though they didn't go for big plays, they made a conscious effort. Obviously, Miles was going to be more involved, but they also went to K.J. Hamler early in the game, and
yes,
it was 5 for 35. I think he ran it once or twice. And if nothing else, it probably scared the defense and it forced them to kind of – you know, the geometry of the field.
Stretches them horizontally.
Yeah. You have to do that early in the game so the defense will respect it. And I think if moving forward, if they get him the ball 5 or 6 times, he'll break at least one of them.
So I loved also the fake punt because that was one – I think that there was – you could have had a debate about the spot there. And Franklin just sent his guys out, now we're punting it.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, I thought maybe he'd try to argue about the spot. And then they just did the fake punt. That was nice preparation. So the coaches – get some credit for Ricky Ronnie's play design, the fake punt, the clock management by Penn State. I get that they want to keep their foot on the gas. They're snapping the ball in the fourth quarter with 20 seconds on the play clock.
How about the play where the fumble between Miles and Tommy when they
I'm going to get there. Heinous and unacceptable. Just totally unacceptable. And I know what James said. We do what we do. Yeah. Well, then don't do what you do. I mean, that's stupid. You cannot do that in that situation. This is major college football. And also, look, they're very fortunate, I thought, that Miles Sanders' fumble got overturned. I did not think that there was enough to overturn it. I think if it was called down, it would have been called down. The fact that it was called a fumble, I'm surprised they overturned it. I thought Penn State was fortunate there. We mentioned the heinous fumble with Stevens. The clock management, I just don't get it. You shorten the game. You don't snap with 20 seconds left. The last thing, though, we definitely need to mention, I thought overall the pass rush, Windsor, Sharif Miller, and the coverage, Amanio, John Reed, I thought both those things were about as good as they've been all season and maybe as good as they've been all year. And it helps that I don't know who's worse between Nate Stanley and Jack Cohn. I don't know who's worse about those two kids. I mean, Penn State's last two home wins, those kids have played really poorly.
Really
I guess Penn State gets some credit for that, but wow, man. I mean,
where do you get a load of Rutgers this week?
Yeah, wait till you see that. Robert Windsor, by the way, was the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week. So congratulations to him. All right, that'll do it for Tucker's Tape. Coming up, your questions, his answers. Ask Ross is next. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.